Secret in the Valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive 5 of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Tong America. This is the Germanic warlord and barbarian speaking to the nation direct tonight. We are now past the Ides of March. We are going forward into the month of April in the Chinese New Year of the Pig. You in Middle America are being attacked daily by the Democrat Marxist Party and by the Bolshevik media. You are like a rabid Germanic wolf, being backed into a corner by these evil forces. And you will come out fighting, I assure you. Here's some audio from our southern border with Mexico that you all need to hear.
No cruising, no!
The piercing cries of the children. No! The razor wire catching clothes and flesh. Here at the border near Yuma, Arizona, families of migrants being smuggled through a canal, risking their lives to reach the U.S. At the crossroads of migration, life-changing decisions made in mere seconds. This rare video showing a Honduran woman making it through just before Mexican police blocked that breach in the barrier. Her family left on the Mexican side, her young niece screaming. Vente, vente con tu mamá. In the chaos, Customs and Border Patrol agents ordering her family not to follow. In that agonizing moment, this asylum seeker pauses, collects herself, and climbs to the bank to the U.S. Scenes like these taking place every day along the 2,000-mile southern border.
No estén haciendo eso. Mira al niño.
And with the deadly summer heat only weeks away, cities like El Paso are seeing a surge of migrants, pushing border resources, authorities say, to the brink. Families exposed to the elements in makeshift encampments, waiting for their cases to be processed. Then this extraordinary declaration from the president last Friday.
I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it.
This threat to close legal points of entry, the latest in the immigration controversy, critics warning it could actually have the opposite effect.
Closing the border will do little to prevent illegal drugs or illegal immigrants from entering the United States. We simply will displace it and possibly put more strain on Border Patrol officers who patrol the areas between the ports of entry.
With the president planning to head to the border this week, the nation now waits.
This country cannot absorb the entire world. What's more important, business or our national sovereignty? Just know that Donald J. Trump is moving slowly and methodically to prevent a border crisis and a civil war in America, which no one wants. It is projected that a million migrants up to that number might be heading for America's border this year. Trump will only make a move when he knows he has won the game. He's able to do so now. In the coming months, the traps will be sprung on some very big rats. You'll see this in the news. Nobody who conspired against him walks out of this caper free or unscathed. Trump is a vicious apex predator, like your host, Von Wehunt. And Trump, like myself, when crossed, will show no mercy to his enemies. Witness what happened in Syria to those Russian mercenaries a few months back. 100% casualties. People are going to start going to prison in the next several months. And notice how Antifa has faded out of view as well. Their groups were penetrated, investigated, and its leaders quietly picked up, and many were incarcerated. President Trump is methodically starting to take care of business with the Democrats who plotted and conspired against him. And people inside our government who are still allowing thousands upon thousands of migrants to enter illegally. Trump is in the right on this issue. We may have to close down that border. We want business to flow. We want prosperity to reign. We also have a nation to protect. On my show, we will add more fuel to that raging fire, mein Kameraden. We will add more power to Trump's bite with 50,000 watts of pure radio power at my disposal, being broadcast all over Arizona and worldwide on the internet. For Trump, like myself, we both have a voracious appetite and a thirst for a great nation once again. There is border chaos. It is out of control. We cannot sit here and just absorb tens of thousands of people being dumped in America's cities and not expect something at some point to blow. Now, our VIP guest tonight is Professor of Law Dan Subotnick of the Touro Law School. He'll be coming on here in the next segment. He's the sexual assault author and the attorney. 1.4 million biased investigations in America, weakening the presumption of innocence, convicting the innocent. The professor will talk about how our nation is facing an epidemic of false allegations, sexual innuendos, and wrongful convictions. Hence our VIP guest, Dan Subotnick, coming on next. Folks, we are at a crossroads in America. It's about what kind of a nation we want to be. We want to be a great nation. No nation has ever accepted more immigrants than America. No nation can lecture to us or tell us how we should do more. We've done more than all the other nations of the world combined. So tonight, we will start the show. I want you all to get your motor running. We're going to head out on the highways of America. We will look for adventure. We will take the world in a love embrace. We will fire all of our guns at once and explode into space. We are electric.
It's a motor runner. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, I don't know, make it happen. Take the world in a lonely place. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. If I feel that I'm under, yeah, I don't know, make it happen. Take the world in a loving grace. Fire all of the guns at once, explode in space. Like the truth in nature's time, we were born to be wild. We can climb.
Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all owe them, but very few of us know them. They are the men and women who protect us at home and abroad. Tune into American Warrior Radio Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on KFNX to hear the stories of our military and first responder communities. Over 160 broadcasts on demand at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448 INCOME now.
We know that there are two seasons in Phoenix, summer and nice. And nice is here. So is the brand new 2020 Camelback Toyota Corolla. 40 million sold worldwide already, and with good reason. Efficiency, comfort, and power. Just what you expect from Camelback Toyota. So let's go places. Camelback Toyota is on Facebook, on the internet at CamelbackToyota.com, or just call Camelback Toyota at 602-464-7261. Just around the corner at 16th Street in Camelback, in the heart of the Camelback Corridor.
Are you interested in the arts, in travel? Are you interested in meeting new people and hearing their perspectives on a variety of subjects? Then don't miss the Skylight Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. when Greg Lawson shares travel information and interviews interesting people from Arizona and all across the land. Tune into Skylight every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Now, this is a Von Weehunt show tonight in our big production, the infamous episode 161 of the legendary show which bears my name, a cult classic. They star date of 4/4/2019, and this is the Southern Border Meltdown show special tonight. As two more larger-than-ever caravans are heading again our way, I told you this was far, far from over in past shows. Now, do you believe me, America? And we salute you all. We are growing all across America in brute strength and sheer numbers. Hail for victory, my comrades. Because the border is out of control, we must get our nation back one way or the other. I've been advised that we have the professor, Dan Subotnick, professor of law of Touro Law School, on hold. We'll get him on the line here in a minute. He's the author of the great book you all need to buy, Toxic Diversity, Race, Gender, and Law Talk in America. Doctor, are you there tonight?
I am.
How are you doing, sir?
Introduction. I'm doing well.
Thank you, sir.
But, I resent your calling yourself a barbarian because I call myself a barbarian.
Well, to one barbarian, to the next,
to another.
I appreciate you, sir.
Bahala,
we salute you. Yes, and you have a lot to talk about. We have a lot in this segment, so I'll let you start off with the a national survey found that nearly 1 in 10 persons reported they had been falsely accused of sexual assault in America. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, that's a good number, but there's more to say than that. The latest information I have, this is from a 2015 Washington Examiner story, is that the number of complaints that proved to be unfounded or never took place is in the order of closer to 20%.
Wow.
So, and probably even larger than that, this article suggests. So there's a lot to be concerned about. Not only those folks who are falsely accused.
Yes, yes. And tell us more about your book and how it came to be.
Over a period of years, sitting in my law professor desk, I came across scores of articles by women and by minorities And I came to the conclusion that we weren't getting the story straight. The stories were specious, mm-hmm. and they were manipulative, and nobody else was responding, or very few people were responding. And so I decided I had to respond. And I did, in this book published by New York University. And while I was very excited, and a number of people around me were excited, this book didn't go very far. It didn't get reviewed in any of the places where it should have been reviewed.
Right.
This was a book about law schools, race mm-hmm. and gender in the law schools, and nobody would touch it.
Hmm.
So there's a resistance there, and that's something that I confront almost every day, and I respond to, and that's why I'm delighted that you invited me.
Well, thank you, sir. And part of the promo here that I got was that 2,382 exonerations have been documented to date, representing nearly 21,000 people in America.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I can't verify that number, but I do know that quite a number of cases that were decided one way in the colleges and universities, and they all have, by virtue of something called the Clery Act,
mm-hmm.
Every college has got to have a staff to administer complaints of sexual assault. So I can't tell you whether it's 21,000, but I can tell you that a large number of the cases that have gone from there and have been appealed to federal court have been reversed, which is what you're driving at. I can't tell you that it's 20,000.
I am driving at that. And okay. I do stand to be, if that's the right number or not, it's definitely up there. We know that.
I may not be up on that aspect of the case.
Right, right. Gotcha. I just did some research on my own, and I wanted to throw a few things at you here while we're talking live onto the radio. And we do know, like we have both agreed the number is up there. And I found a quote that kind of matches this that I'd like to say. It's by George Orwell. If liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. Your thoughts, sir?
That's extraordinary. It's extraordinary because I use that motto for myself on my letterhead.
Mm-hmm.
I love that phrase.
I do too.
And I live by that phrase, as obviously you do. So we have a lot in common.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you this. Are false accusations and perjury, now, in my own research, I always prep before every show, are they one of the leading contributors to wrongful convictions in America today?
Well, there's a lot of that. But I think it's more important to focus on why there is false reporting. And for this purpose, I want to focus your attention, your listeners' attention, on a woman by the name of Joan Horwath, who was a dean at the University of Michigan, I guess Michigan State University, mm-hmm. and who sat in on scores of these cases over a period of years and wrote about it. And the reason I focus on this is because nobody else has actually sat in on these panels and written about them. And here's what she found. She wrote this up a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She expected widespread comfort with sexuality and confidence in seeking sexual pleasure on the part of women. What she discovered was seemingly bottomless pits of shame about sexuality. And she goes on, many highly accomplished women students suffer from sexual identities that are painfully constrained and fearful. And then what happens? Well, they file complaints in order to, and I'm quoting again, vindicate honor, provide safety from third party, likely a boyfriend, reinforce identities of sexual innocence, maybe responding to childhood religious teaching, protect from jealousy, protect young women from falling from someone's grace, from falling from good to slut. There's a lot of guilt that's implicit in this commentary that still pervades the field. And that's what we're seeing in these complaints, and many of the complaints. I don't want to be misinterpreted here. I'm saying it's a much larger fraction than we think. It is not a majority. It's not anywhere near a majority of the cases, but it's a much larger fraction. And that's why we cannot believe women off the bat and referring to an organization that just started up, start by believing.
I totally agree. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. The key word proven. And that's how it should be for both men and also women. But I love that phrase that you had, the bottomless pits of shame.
Bottomless pits of shame, yes.
Love that.
Yes, that's...
Can I steal that from you?
It's not mine.
That's good. And we have about a few minutes here left, but it does seem that the presumption of innocence has become eroded in many parts of America. Unless, of course, you're creepy Joe Biden. Your thoughts, sir? You know?
Well, yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's true. This is an erosion. This is an erosion, yeah, of the presumption of innocence. You have to have some sympathy for the activists that have brought this all about. And that is that the police and the DAs have really not taken these complaints as seriously as they should have. The police and the DAs know that these hard cases are hard to prove. They take place in bedrooms. They take place when students are drunk. And
we're all guilty as charged. Right.
Yeah. So you understand the frustration on the part of the activist women, but on the other hand, you can't go to the other extreme and say, you're guilty.
That's right. Toxic Diversity, the book, Race, Gender, and Law Talk in America, by Professor Dan Subotnick, a professor of law at Touro Law School. Get that book and read it and learn. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night, sir.
The FBI says DNA tests disprove a young man's claim of being an Illinois boy who disappeared 8 years ago. The latest from correspondent Athena Jones.
We now know the real name of the man who claimed to be Timothy Pitson. According to police here in Newport, Kentucky, he is Brian Michael Rennie, a 23-year-old man from Medina, Ohio, with a prior arrest record. It is a devastating development for a family that has already suffered so much.
The New York Times is reporting that the Mueller report is more damaging than the Barr summary lets on, and Democrats are concerned about appearances. Correspondent Manu Raju.
The issue for Democrats right now is that they don't want to appear like they're jamming the Justice Department. The concern is that once the subpoenas are issued and the Democrats try to go to enforce the subpoenas and then the Justice Department resists, then it could potentially end up in court.
On Wall Street, the Dow posted a 167-point gain. The S&P was up by 6. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center. For tonight, we'll have a mainly clear sky, the low by dawn 56. For Friday, partly sunny, high 78. Partly to mostly cloudy, Friday night, low 58. Saturday, sunny, high 82. Sunny Sunday, high 90. I'm meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 71 degrees.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Get the latest in real estate news from across the valley.
Shaken, not stirred, with a dash of anything goes.
It's all on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Looking for something a little different than the normal talk show? Tune in to the Marcus Giovanni Show for information on business, technology, entertainment, and politics as he shares his vision to build massive swarms of conversation on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com. Marcus Giovanni, unlike anything else in radio. Just Google Marcus Giovanni and do it now.
Every Sunday at 7 p.m.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Our VIP guest was the professor in the last segment, Dan Subotnick, of the book Toxic Diversity. Love that phrase. Race, gender, and law talk in America. He will be back on the show, I assure you. I love his phrase, bottomless pits of shame. Well, we also have military advisors to the show and law professors, but our military advisor and attaché is from the Dr. Strangelove series, General Ripper. Now, we'll get to him in a minute. We have lots of callers. Irish Pirate will be up next in a moment here as well. But here's General Ripper, the military advisor to my show.
Mandrake, I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chatting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
It's incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
Hey, Jack, listen, tell me, Jack, when did you first develop this theory?
Well, I first became aware of it, Mandrake, during the physical act of love.
Huh.
Yes, a profound sense of fatigue, feeling of emptiness followed. Luckily, I was able to interpret these feelings correctly. Loss of essence.
Yeah.
I can assure you it has not recurred, Mandrake. Women sense my power, and they seek the life essence. I do not avoid women, Mandrake.
Yeah.
But I do deny them my essence.
And that's how you defeat the hardcore commies. Let's get Irish Pirate on the line. Somewhere from his mysterious location in Phoenix. Irish, are you there?
Yes, I am hidden once again in my bunker from where I so commonly call you from.
Yes, love it. And How about that book, Toxic Diversity? Love that book's name. What are your thoughts on it, Arsh?
I have a very profound comment about that. A message to all men and women who would definitely not like to sink so deeply into that bottomless pit of shame.
Yes.
My recommendation is be seen with members of Von Weehunt's army, such as myself, the Irish pirate, because that way, instantly, your status will be improved.
I love it. My Panzer group is always ready, sir. Our tanks are rolling. Not messing around.
Women and men. The problem is with the bachelors we have on board, your opportunities at the moment are better if you're a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, with more accessibility. Anyway, I always love it when you bring on guests that are very knowledgeable. They're taking angles you don't hear every day.
Yes.
Of other talk shows when other people are locked up in traffic and forced to listen to what's out there.
That's right.
Old talking points. We're looking for what makes a difference, and that's what makes this show the cutting edge.
Thank you, sir. We paved new ground. I don't want a captive audience. I've said this a million times. I'm not looking for people ask me all the time, how are your numbers? I'm not looking for tons of numbers that mean nothing. I'm looking for substantial numbers of people that are dedicated to the show, that are here every Thursday night. I want the most loyal, most intense, the most fanatical listeners. I don't need millions of people that are like sheeple. That's not what I'm looking for, you know? Capiche?
Well, and a fanatic does not have to be just sold on the person. I think the big mistake would be, like so many talk show hosts do, they say, listen to me rant. They say, listen to me do whatever I want to do. Von Weehunt gets on and pretty much flips it over. The audience has become the host. The host has become the audience. And the energy of, number one, just standing for your country and being proud of who you are and the culture that you came from, which everybody's telling you you do have to be ashamed of for some reason around here. The answer is, I don't understand the new culture you're trying to bring along. I'd be ashamed to have it. I'd much, much rather be the successful person that I've always been and not have to listen to anything new. I know I'm white and male and Christian, and I
God forbid
apologize for any of these things.
It's an attack on the white, heterosexual Christian males all over America. The media hates you. They hate me. They hate our audience. Can't stand suburbia. They always attack us.
I've never used any of those things as a weapon, so I can't understand why anybody's ever offended by them.
Well, the media is weaponized now, and what's so funny that I always find about the media, Irish, is we've been lectured to for years, since for 30, 40 years in this country, to look at race, look at color, don't be colorblind. And the minute we look at race or color or creed, all hell breaks loose. See, it's okay for them to look at it. They can lecture us. That when we start to look at it and analyze things, oh, my God, don't go there. How dare you? So the left talks a big game about, looking at things and making sure you know who's brown, who's black, who's purple, who's yellow. Who cares? They're always preaching that. We look at it, and we will make our astute observations of the human condition, as always.
I agree with that, and as an equal opportunity employer, I just find it really annoying when I'm the equal opportunity employer. I'm asking the obvious libertarian question, how well can you do the job? How well can you do
all
what
we care about? Are you qualified? Do you have merit? Are you educated? But there is a war in America on white males, and we see it in the media. We see it in the music industry. It's out there. It's what Hollywood and the big mainstream media people want to be there. You know, they've been pushing this narrative for several years now. It's taking root, and it's a bunch of BS. A lot of Bernie Sanders to me, you know.
Well, I'm divorced twice because I've literally accepted promises from people and expected that their promises were good. And it's amazing. I would like to see more people actually say, well, it doesn't matter really what my foundation is then. What matters is when I give you a promise, it's good.
Right.
And that I think that's what, and it comes back to the Martin Luther concept. It's not the color of my skin. It's the content of my character. And I certainly believe on this show, that is exceptionally to the point.
Yes, sir.
Other shows, sometimes there's gimmicks involved. We do brand the show, but we don't brand the show to achieve a wider audience. We brand the show to be able to talk about a topic and stay fluid, at least for
right.
an hour.
Right. We're focused like a laser. Thank you, Irish. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you.
You are welcome.
Everyone needs that book, The Toxic Diversity book by the professor, and my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Because, man, you don't want to be with a mean woman out there. You want to be with a nice, good woman, a Christian woman. But if you're with a mean woman, it may sound like this.
Well, I got a woman mean as she can be. She got shapely hips, yeah, boy, she makes a royal deal. I got a woman, mean as she can be. A couple of times I think she's all in me. Well, I ain't bragging, it's understood. Everything I do, well, I sure do it good, yeah.
Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Brian Kilmeade and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America in the Morning. Mornings at 6 a.m. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The home of America in the Morning.
Who are you? Where are you going? What are you becoming? The Spiritual Renaissance broadcast deals with major issues of this life and focuses on a clearer understanding of Jesus' teachings and the untold potentials within mankind. Vern Grimsley uses parables, short stories, and historical references to bring to life the dynamic spiritual message of Jesus of Nazareth and the incredible potential within each of us that can be activated by faith in God and service to others. Sundays at 8:15 a.m.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Welcome The Great Galactic Show is back, the Von Weehunt Show. Now, we are looking for more sponsors this year. This is for you. If you are a small business owner or proprietor or entrepreneur, you can get on the radio with your business or product or service. Contact me at the station. I'm looking for a few good businesses. We need to expand the show. I've got people that want me to be on TV. We need more radio time, more radio shows. Can you imagine the Von Weehunt Show on TV? That would be so cool. Or at least two or three nights a week on KFNX. We need your sponsorship if you like what you hear. Now, it's very easy to sponsor the Von Weehunt Show, so we need you. So, again, be on the cutting edge. KFNX, the biggest talk radio station in all of Arizona, 1100 AM, your home. Now, getting back to the border for a brief moment, we do have Paul coming up here. But I will say this. The evil United Nations plots against America and you. The UN has a plan to use 600 million man invasion forces against all Western countries. The UN will use giant third world populations as nothing more than weaponized invasion forces to destroy national sovereignty and to hurry up and establish, in their eyes, a one-world government and cabal where everyone is mixed. They call it, not me, but they call it, the Browning of America. I call it what it is. You see, the United Nations is a perverted, evil institution. It claims to be for all nations, yet it wants to change the inner fabric and race of each nation to their will, not the people's will. The UN wants all the nations of the world to look the same, quote-unquote. They encourage interracial dating, marriage, and children. Nothing wrong with that if that's what you want. But they do not want Danish people or German people or French people or English people anymore. I call a spade and the truth the truth. In America, they do not want nice suburbs or even gated communities. I am telling you that when Trump is gone, as I have warned you many times before, I will hold nothing back from you. That the militant left wing, when they gain control, I believe in 2024, in my prediction, as America tends to go left and then right again and back again, that they will Section 8 over half of America overnight. This is what they want to do. This is what AOC and Omar and others want to do. They want to put HUD government housing next to your Scottsdale condo or your nice suburban home in the West Reese Valley or North Valley. So you better get on board and get smart. Yes, they are out to get you. It is time to think straight. And yes, you may need to get off your proverbial fence and choose a side. Been warning you about this for 3 years. Now we have tens of thousands of people that are at that border, and they want to fly them in from all over the third world, and the Democrats don't even want a border. My border plan is very simple. Quadruple layers. We need to build up our main border. I'd go 1 or 2 miles back, build another one. Go back 5 miles, build another one. We need to annex 15 miles of that border. All tunnels should be imploded. I don't care if people are in there. Blow them up with the tunnel engineers inside. Yes, we can get vicious too. We need to have a thorough border, a quadruple layer. One fence, one border is not enough. My plan would really crush the enemy, crush these invaders. It's not about humanitarian aid. We cannot absorb the world. We have $22 trillion in debt. We cannot continue on this, or this nation will implode from within, which we know is what the Democrats want anyway. They want civil war. They want civil strife. We don't want that. We want peace and prosperity. Paul the Gladiator, in full armor. Stand at attention, sir. Are you there tonight?
Always here. Always here.
Nice. What are your thoughts tonight, sir?
Yeah, diversity is toxic.
Yes.
Yeah, he's...
Overdone.
The book is very true. You know, I Well, I was having a conversation last night, and the conversation started about once diversity started as being Hollywood's push, and you see it in movies, in commercials, interracial everything, just mix it all up.
In your face. That's right.
Yeah, all in your face, pushing it to be what they want everybody to have in their brain as their norm, and pushing the real challenge of this country that we're $22 trillion in debt because every year we send $1 trillion to all these countries financially, real money printed at our treasury, shipped, instead of giving all of our veterans who don't have a job, all of our unemployed, all of our homeless, we could give every of those Americans born in America $25,000 to $30,000 each, and we wouldn't even hit the $1 trillion mark, and we'd give them a place to live, a job, a vehicle, better life, and all we're doing is financing all these other people in the other countries around the world who then take the money and come to our border to invade it and come across our border illegally, and then after 10 years they get the right to vote, and watch out what's going to happen in 2024. All those people will now be citizens somehow, some way, and they'll be voting.
That's right. That's right. And it's right around the corner, the folks. You for me on the show, we and Paul, we have talked about this, that we have 8 years when Trump got first elected. Now we're down to six to get your life in order. Get prepped. Get ready. Buy your guns. Buy your ammo. Get your gold, your silver, your food, your water. Beef up your security of your home. You may want a bug out place. Maybe you got to start thinking ahead, folks, because these people are, I'm telling you, once Trump is gone, all hell is going to break loose. And don't think that the Republican Party and their talking points are going to save you in suburbia. They're not. And you won't be able to sit there and just cut checks in the comfort of your home while the militants try to crawl through your window at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a national pastime in Mexico, in Central America. I know that. I know many people down there. It's what they do. That's why their neighborhoods, Paul, they have armed guards with machine guns around many of the colonias and what's called the Rico neighborhoods in South America and Central America. You know?
Right. Yeah. And another thing, you know, that nobody's really paying attention to is that everybody's got to work their own budgets, save as much cash as possible, and like you said, buy some gold, buy some silver, but save money while Trump's in office because it's going to be the best financial situations we're all going to see for the rest of our lifetimes. Because you're right, after 8 years of Republican or what I call a nationalist president in Donald Trump, they will swing left, and they're going to have the numbers to do it, as well as more citizens will become from the Democratic side as they were immigrants who were coddled by the Democrats. So they'll feel a home on that side of the aisle. And then they'll just go pull Democratic levers in the voting booth. So you really gotta, you know, get your ship in order, get your finances in order, save as much as you can, and get ready. Just get ready to be attacked. After Trump's gone.
No doubt. Paul, thank you so much, sir, for your North Valley compound. Appreciate
you.
Thank you, sir. And folks, in the last closing segment of the show, you need that book, Toxic Diversity. You also need my book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, the retro and modern-day bachelor guide for the new Renaissance men of the millennium and beyond. My book has got politics in it and lots of interesting things that you need to know. You're a man of the household, whether you're single, dating, or married. We all wish you well. And if you watch the news, uber-liberal talking heads on television, and you even hear them, they might sound well-meaning to you and well-intentioned. But they do not have your best feelings in mind. They have only talking points. The nation is so mixed up right now, it needs strong direction. If we do not chart and blaze our own trail, we will surely fall into the weeds, and even a machete won't be able to cut us out of this one. It's a political jungle full of vines. They will strangle the lifeblood of America if you let them, and the working man and woman. But we are here for you every night. The future is uncertain, but God bless you all. May the patron saint of the Von Wien Show, Saint Michael, always be with you. I bid you all a good night, strength and honor, good night in triumph of the will.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Pascal. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Well, I've got plans available year-round that are good for any doctor or hospital. You get a small copay. You don't have to satisfy a great big deductible every year, and the premiums are truly affordable. For more information, give me a call at 623-980-7272 or visit me online at AmericanHealthPro.com, and we'll do our best to help you and your family.
Get your political fix here on